The Wall Street Journal is reporting today that U.S. consumers are on track to owe more than $1 trillion on their credit cards this year. That's almost as much credit card debt as Americans carried just before the recession and the financial crisis. That might be a sign that consumers are getting more comfortable with debt, or it could be a sign that there's another economic shock coming, and that could trigger a wave of defaults. Joining us now is Mike Regan, Gadfly columnist for Bloomberg. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Well, what do you make of all this credit card debt? Good thing, bad thing?
Well, I think there's two phenomenon at work simultaneously. On the demand side, like you said, we've had this great job growth in this country for the past 6 years. The unemployment rate is at 5%, near the lowest it's been in 8 years. But then on the supply side, you have a bunch of big banks whose profits have really been pressured in other areas of their business recently. Traditional lending, the margins there are very low because interest rates are so low. And banks are not making as much money as they used to in trading, Wall Street trading business because of the Dodd-Frank regulations. So banks are really, you know, aggressively expanding their credit card business because those rates have not come down like the traditional lending rates. The average variable credit card rate's about 15.3%. So it's, you know, the one area of banking that's still very attractive and with high profit margins. So banks are, you know, being very aggressive in expanding credit.
So they want this. They're probably happy to see that there are a lot of people who have a lot of credit card debt in a way because they have to pay the banks more money for that debt. But at the same time, there were a lot of people during the financial crisis who said people should be taking on more debt. You know, they're being too careful with their money. They're not going out and spending. So is it a net positive or negative for the economy for people to have so much debt?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a positive as far as it lasts. Obviously, the concern is if the economy, as you said, does weaken a little bit, what will the default rates look like? And right now, the default rates on credit card debts are still very, very low, about 2.5% at the end of 2015. And they've inched up a little bit to about 3.1% of cards are defaulting. But that's about a third of the level it was in the aftermath of the recession in 2010. So on Wall Street, a lot of the analysts, what they're focused on is, well, is this credit cycle turning and starting to deteriorate? And can we expect a lot more defaults? And I listened to a lot of these conference calls from banks and investor presentations, and almost every one of them, the bankers will say, we're pretty confident that the defaults are staying low, the charge-offs are going to stay low. But it is a question on you know, a lot of investors and analysts' minds is when will this cycle turn and when will these defaults start picking up again?
And just real quick, Mike, why hasn't consumer spending kept pace with all this debt?
I think, you know, consumer spending has picked up. It hasn't risen as aggressively as a lot of people would have liked, especially considering gas prices are as low as they are. Part of the reason is that people are actually saving more now, too. The nation's saving rate has stayed at a pretty healthy level. So, you know, people are charging more on their credit cards, where another segment of the consumer economy is actually saving a lot more.
Mike Regan, columnist with Bloomberg Gadfly. Thanks as always.
Thank you.